Elvis, why do you like Houston?
It's nice, though. I like it, boy. Heard a lot of Vegas.
What made you decide to come to Texas?
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, I started out here in Texas. I think the first shows that I worked was down here, man, around Houston.
Remember what locations you worked here in Texas?
Well, I worked Houston, I worked Corpus Christi, every little town here, Longview, man, you name it, I've been there. You know. Really, I've been all over Texas.
What do you think of Texas?
I like it.
Elvis, can you
really
give
enjoy
us,
it.
I understand with all the big engagements like Las Vegas, etc., the reason why you selected the livestock show and rodeo this year.
Well, they asked me to do it, and I was anxious to do some live appearances. You know, it'd been a long time since I've been on stage in front of anybody live. And I was anxious to do some live appearances, and I thought it'd be a good opportunity to get in front of the people.
Have you ever seen the inside of the dome before?
Never have. It scares them. It's a big place, man, you know.
You've been known in the past as a king of rock and roll. Do you think your style has changed now from the days that you were king, or do you consider that still your style?
Well, I think the overall thing has improved. The overall sound's improved, I mean. But I think it's according to the songs, you know. It's just according to the songs.
Is your stage presentation still the same way it was, or have you improved on that?
I just do whatever I feel on stage, you know. As I always did that.
Are you going to keep making films?
I hope to. Well, I'd like to make better films than the kind I made before. Well, better than the ones I made before. You know.
I mean, same.
Excuse me, I can't take this fresh air, man. I'm used to the back, the garbage can at the International Hotel, man. If I can't smell some garbage, I don't feel at home, man, I'll tell you.
Do you have any films in the making right now or any plans?
No, there's nothing, as far as I know of, is it, Colonel? Anything in the workings?
I can't commit myself.
An 8mm Walt Disney special we're doing next year, I think. I don't know.
We're shooting some now, right?
There's nothing as far as I know, no.
When you look at your opportunity to go and try to fill up the Astrodome.
Well, it'll be the type of stuff that I do. It's a mixture of things, you know. It's a little rock and a little country western.
Essentially the same show you do at the International Hotel?
Yeah, it's the same type of thing. A lot of different type of songs. So I just hope I can put on a good show, man.
What happened to the Jordan Airs?
I can't get them out of Nashville, man. They got stuck in Nashville, and, you know, they make so much money, and they do so well in Nashville, you can't get them out of there. You know.
Do you have any thoughts about the rising interest in country music?
I think it's fantastic. You see, country music was always a part of the influence on my type of music anyway. It's a combination of country music and gospel and rhythm and blues all combined is what it really was. As a child, I was influenced by all of that.
You consider yourself basically a country music singer?
I would hate to say strictly country because of the fact that I liked all different types of music when I was a child, you know. Of course, the Grand Ole Opry was the first thing I ever heard, probably. But I liked blues and I liked the gospel music, gospel quartets and all that.
Do you ever pull out any of those old records from the Sun label and listen to them at all?
They sound funny, boy. They got a lot of echo on them, man, I'll tell you. but that's what I mean. I think the overall sound has improved today, you know.
Well, do you think there's more gimmicks today than there was, say, 15 years ago?
There's probably more gimmicks, but I think that the engineers have improved, and I think that the techniques have improved, the overall recording.
Consideration of further reevaluation of your career to get you back in front of live audiences again? In other words, you are available to the public only in films.
Yeah.
For a long period of time.
Well, I think the most important thing is the inspiration that I got from a live audience. I was missing that. I didn't.
Was it rough at the International? Was it a little bit of a strain on you after not being out for
It was always tough, but I enjoyed it. I enjoy it. Like I know I'm going to enjoy it here because it's a live audience and it makes a world of difference.
Let me ask you one thing. What's your father up to?
He's around here somewhere. Ask him. I don't know. Daddy, what are you up to?
Skip the phone, will
you?
Miss Presley?
Elvis, there's evidence of such.
Elvis's father, Mr. Vernon Presley.
Could he come right in and sit down?
Lord, don't sign nothing unless I check.
It's just fresh air, man.
Elvis, there's quite an evidence of sartorial splendor. Does this indicate that the...
what? What?
The attire is not one that we're familiar seeing.
It's it was taken from a karate suit, just a regular karate-type outfit. Are they coming to get me? Is that it?
I mean, does this indicate that... with your type of dress and everything, now that you're changing a little bit of style, perhaps in deference to what you did a few years ago?
I don't know. I think that you'd have to see the show. You know, it's difficult to tell. I don't feel any different. You know, I don't think the dress has that much to do with it. I got the idea from a karate suit because I studied karate for a long time, and I had to make up a couple of suits like it.
What do you do for relaxation? You said you study
karate. If you can relax doing this, I don't know. No, I read a lot and go horseback riding and stuff like that.
Do you still live principally in
Memphis? Okay. About half the time. Yeah, half the time. Half the time in L.A.
In the show you have planned for the Dome, do you plan any of the old songs, some of the first ones?
I'd like to, you know.
Any special ones?
Try to a couple of them, just if they work.
How big is your band with you, Elvis?
It's a big, fantastic.
Hey, Elvis, it's good to see you. Good to see you. Bye, guys.
We're really glad to have you down there.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you.
Good. Elvis, let me pin this on. This is your official badge. And we got another one. Didn't want to put your name on it. Not that people didn't know who you were, but we were afraid they'd be trying to take it off waiting for a souvenir. We want to pin that on you. Mr. President, it's a real pleasure to have you down here with your son,
sir. Thank you.
We think we're going to set all kinds of records down here.
I hope so. I hope I can give him a good show. That's the most important thing.
You will. No question about that. Sure will.
If I can give him a good show, then I feel like I've done something.
You will.
What's the biggest live crowd you've ever performed for?
If I'm not mistaken, it was in Vancouver, Canada. When it, Colonel?
Cotton Bowl.
In the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. It was about... 25,000, I guess, something like that.
Is Mr. Gracie here?
Bear Gracie.
Bear Gracie.
It's one of the men that started our livestock show.
Gentlemen, this is Mr. Chris Karamanis, who was kind enough to bring us down here.
This is the President's son, Bear Gracie.
I think he deserves a little recognition.
Poverty, land
of plenty. Well, I think so, if it's the right type of song. I think so, if it's the right type of material.
But you've made a couple of songs.
Yes, I have. I did, like, In the Ghetto, and, I don't know. I wouldn't like to do all that type of stuff, you know. Well, in other words, I wouldn't like for everything to be a message, because I think that there's still entertainment to be, you know, considered.